Hello.
Manage to speak very well. This is quite an experience. I'm very interested in teaching everything that is a puzzling business. And I thought if it was possible, I would come and speak to you for a moment or two. Hello.
Can you tell the friend no more?
My name is O'Mary. O'Mary.
Hello.
No, it does not ring a bell. It does not ring a bell to you. There's no reason why it should. I'm Father O'Leary. At least, I should say that I was Father O'Leary many years ago. But of course, I've been here many years now, and that change has changed. It's indeed a lot of change. This is a very interesting thing. If it had happened during my lifetime, I would not have believed it was possible. But here I am speaking to you from the so-called dead.
Father
Lee,
can you tell me
all
about
how you
passed over
into a
reaction?
Well, it has a touch of humor about it. And I expect if I tell you, you'll have a grievous. But it's the truth. I fell down a well. And I suppose it is a funny thing when you come to think about it. It is perfectly true. I fell down a well many years ago. It was an old well that is used well that had been covered up. And I was out in the night. I'd been to see a sick person. And on the way back, I took what I thought was a shortcut, which I'd taken many times before. And it was dark and broke to my knees in a way, because it was a dreadful night. And I must have walked through the mist, but I'd not been properly attended to, and I fell down the well and I broke my neck. It was tragic, but so long ago now, but it was no matter. And they searched for me for weeks and weeks, and I couldn't understand about the disappearance of the father. And all the time I stayed over there, it took them months before they discovered me. This is a long time ago.
So what were you doing in the meantime? Were you with them trying to help them to search?
Yes, I tried. I suppose you'd call it a spouse. Now I realize I must have been for quite a while. But I don't think I can explain much, but they took them, no one seemed to know. One woman who was very psychic, at least I realize now she was very psychic, I used to think she was a bit fee. And anyway, she saw me one night, I called at her house, and I knew that she had this reputation, and I impressed her, and she saw me. And it was partly her being made by me that they found her body months afterwards. But that's a long story, it's a long time ago. I was a Catholic priest, as you can imagine. And I'm afraid I didn't like the idea of being dead at all. In fact, I was very annoyed at myself when I realized, it's not a fact I can see the funny side of it, I was so annoyed at myself. Doing such a stupid thing. I know it sounds silly, but it's amazing how even he can be cross with yourself. And I was sitting by the bed, and I said, I'm afraid I'm going to be with this and I'm going to be going to kill myself.
What is it interesting is your reaction when you found that you weren't dead.
The wrong thing, I was trying desperately to influence people. But she was the only one that I could, Mrs. Shaughnessy, she was the only one that I was able to have this assistance. And she told everyone that she'd seen me and therefore I must be dead.
When did it actually take place, Father?
The war took place in many years ago now. It must be well over 100 years ago. And it was just outside of Cork. Many years ago. It was quite a story for a long time in the district. First, you will not be a Roman Catholic. I appreciate that you're a spiritualist. Most of my time, I had thought it was a different work. But now I don't get it.
What are you doing now?
I'm teaching. And part of my work is to teach. And I teach the children. I was always very attached to the children. Where's of your sails? I used to take the children unless you move to a small country place. And I used to take the children in those days. I was in from the school. And I used to get the lessons. And I liked the children here. And many of them come here in their infancy. And they need training and help. And that's my main work.
And I suppose you might realize that what you thought you might have decided all along.
I don't want to see things as are not true for us. It's just the same thing. I appreciate the fact that many of the things are supposition, as I used to preach, that there's a great fundamental truth. Of course, in the teachings of in Christ, in the teachings of the Christ, that a lot has been well added to it, and the church has taken a powerful place and position, which, if rightly used, is good. But at the same time, a lot of things that are preached are not true. I don't like to see things against the church, and it doesn't mean to see that I'm still, in a sense, a pillar of the church and in need. But at the same time, I think that it is good, even if some of the things that are taught are not quite automatically, or they're not basically fundamentally true. I think it's better to have a religion than no religion at all. Lots of people who have no particular religion, I think it's very bad. I think that one should have a religion, because I think it's a steadying influence for good. If I could come back, and if I could take over my work, I would certainly preach, and I'd certainly teach in a different way. I wouldn't teach in the narrow way in which I had been accustomed. But, I feel that it is important and necessary for people to have a religious background and to have a great regard and respect for religion. I think a man without religion is not a good thing.
But don't you think a religion can guide you, bind you?
Yes, it's true, but I know what you mean, but I can't help feeling that it is better to have a religion, even though you may not be particularly a good religious man. It is better to have a religion in your makeup and in your outlook and in your way of life and your thought. I expect you think I'm fencing with you.
I don't know. Religion is the way of life, surely. It's not it's a
decision to believe. You cannot be a religious, you cannot be sincere a religious person. Unless you yourself have a religious knowledge and a religious experience.
What's the meaning of what?
Well, I think it's very important to believe that, that there is a God. And that there is a divine power, call it what you like, and that we are responsible for our actions, for good and bad, and that if we do the wrong things, and we cause unnecessary suffering, or we cause suffering to other people, then we have to pay those debts. I don't think it's a good thing that people should think we can get this stuff free. I think that people should imbue it with not fear as such, but the realization that they're responsible for their actions and their thoughts, and that they should think and act in accordance with the will of God, and for the right, as best they can, the teachings of the Church and the teachings of Christ. You can push it like that if you want, but at the same time, it's more than that. I think that we have to accept the fact. I don't see that I have seen God. It would be quite wrong to see that I've seen God, because I have not seen God. That I believe that there is a supreme power. There must be some force, something which we cannot understand, which is the pivot by which we all live and are being with all the world. I don't think that we should ignore this. I think that so many people put God out of their mind, and they sort of live their own life in the way in which they want to live it. They have no sense of responsibility for their thoughts and actions, and they have no fear of consequences. I think it's very bad. I think it's very necessary to have religious teaching.
Are you still on the Mandela?
Not in the sense of hell, in the accepted sense, but I think there is a kind of hell of remorse, and there is a state of policy in which people find themselves, in which they have to work out their own salvation. I don't see this hell in the way of damnation and fire and all that. At the same time, I think that we should have the realization that if there is good, which we know there is, in other words, there is a good place, there is also the opposite, which is not good. It seems that you cannot hope to appreciate and understand good unless you have known and understand either. I don't suggest it, that by that, that one should be in any way bad, but it seems to me that these things which face one in life, they are there as a challenge, and we must stand out to them, and we must fight them, and we must work out our own salvation by resisting evil.
So the
I'm not suggesting that suffering is a good thing, and I'm not saying that it should be. We only know that it is, and that from suffering we do learn, and we learn many things which perhaps can only be learned through suffering. I think it is quite obvious that we have to face the fact that suffering is a reality, and that although we may think good and strive for good, it does not alter the fact that quite often in the process we had to suffer. Christ had to suffer. All the disciples, all the great souls that have lived, they have never found the path of righteousness and good easy. And St. Francis of Assisi and all the great saints, they have all suffered. And I think that it is essential, whether we like it or not, none of us like suffering, but at the same time, I don't see how we can become anything that is good, really good, unless we go through purgatory, we go through a stage of evolution which is necessary, and suffering is part of the evolution. I'm not condoning it, I'm not saying that it should be exactly. I'm not exactly saying that I agree. Of course, if I can alleviate suffering, if it were in my power to take away suffering from mankind, if it were in my power, I could do it immediately. I'm not responsible for what other people think and what Catholics think, and I must admit that although I was a Catholic, I have changed considerably in my attitude, my ideas. I do not go all the way with the Catholics anymore, as I did by nature and upbringing and background and experience, but now I see differently. But I do see, and I think we must see, that until man evolves, and this is no doubt going to take well untold centuries of time, from what one has seen in the past, the future isn't very promising in regard to man's progress, because it seems to me that the more man progresses materially, the less spiritual he becomes, and therefore I can't say that I have a great deal of hope in my heart in regard to that, but man will progress so that suffering will be completely outlawed. It does seem to me that the evils that fall upon man, whether one likes to accept it or not, seems to me perfectly true, that the only evils that fall on man, what man himself brings into his being, brings into his life, I don't see that one man necessarily, I mean, for instance, sometimes the innocent suffer because of the weak, and I'm quite sure that a lot of these things are hereditary. They may not immediately show themselves, but perhaps later in life certain things develop, and one wonders why, particularly if that person is a very good person and striving to do very good work, why that person should be called upon, or so it seems, to suffer. But then again, it's no doubt, there's no doubt about this, that we do inherit disease, we do inherit evils from previous relations that have passed. The sins of the fathers do fall on the children, even though it sounds illogical and unjust and unfair. There's no doubt about it. It is so. I don't know the answer to some of these questions.
Well, we can't study the conflict in terms of the condition difference from the previous existence.
Well, it may be possible, but I would not know about this reincarnation.
What
are you talking about?
Reincarnation is that people think in context of this particular
I'm not sure you that I have no desire myself to come back to your world. There are a lot of very foolish people here that I've met on different spheres who are waiting, congregating together in great multitudes, waiting to be resurrected in a physical body on earth. Because I don't belong to that category. I don't despise the human element, and I have great sympathy for all human beings, whatever their state. That strikes me that they are being very stupid.
Progressing out from the imperfection to perfection.
What is perfection?
We can't reach another.
I don't think that we can ever hope to reach a stage of perfection. And quite frankly, I don't know if we should want to. Because if we reach that stage, then there's nothing left to strive for. And then, of course, if there's nothing left to strive for, one would wonder what there is in eternity, what point there is in life. The point about life surely is that there's always new things to experience, new things to learn, new hope. Hope around the corner for new things, new experiences and opportunities. Extremely happy in my own environment, and that I'm doing what I feel is very good work with the children, and I'm very happy, and that we, I do profess to them the answers, and the answer may well be that I have not reached myself a very high stage of evolution, and perhaps in a way that's as well, because it means there is still hope for the future, and new interests and experiences. But you see, I'm not a spiritualist. I'm interested because I've discovered the possibility, and as I told you a long time ago, soon after I did, I made a contact with this woman, this person who's supposed to have this psychic or whatever it is we call it power. Certainly she had got some psychic power because she helped me to find my money. But that's neither here nor there. There's a difference between psychic people who are on a very low level of intelligence and who are not particularly spiritual to neutral. In fact, my experience so far, the so-called spiritualists are far from being spiritual, and very few mediums. In fact, I haven't met one medium yet that I would call a spiritual person.
Don't you wish that you, the knowledge you have now, and don't you wish that you had known it in your existence? And you wish now?
I do, but I don't quite know how I would have adjusted my mind to it with my work, because it would have been forbidden by the church.
You see, that's what I'm getting at with religion, you see. It's no matter, it's no
problem. I do appreciate that. And at the same time, I don't know. I suppose if I had known of this, it would have meant that I'd have had to conduct the church, because they would never have tolerated my preaching what you call spiritualism. I'd have had to tone it down. I'd have had to try to bring it in a smoother way. But frankly, I know all I think about it, the more difficult I think it would have been. And yet, the whole history of the church is full of these things.
What is it?
St. Francis. That I don't know. And then you were there, but I didn't know. You're very strange, too. You seem so positive about things that I didn't know the answers all myself. I didn't know how you could manage to know certain things. I never heard anything about it. I want you to know that I'm not here for idle talk. I come here because I'm very anxious to get some service, and I'm very interested in all this, but I wish it was in the church, not outside it.
I'm going to outside the church, because inside the church will be killed.
No, I think that if it were inside the church and properly presented, that this business of sitting in back rooms and seeing these atrocious lovers, as I've been to some of these so-called meetings, and I've listened to them singing some vile things, which has nothing to do with spiritual matters whatsoever, in fact, that I knew is conducive to bad influences, and I've seen no souls that have been manifesting there. I think it's very dangerous, and I think it should be within the church, not outside it.
See, the church has tried to defend it.
I think it's every reason to be frightened of it, because there's some very bad influences at work around the earth, and one has to be very careful. If it was held within the church, then spiritually, it would be a different matter. Besides, if it has the church's blessing, then it would be a good thing.
See, the church was trying to do that by this person, the church was all time by this person,
and but it is the power of this institution, chosen church of God. I don't understand such things as true. But it's the church, it was a church that was founded centuries ago on the original teachings and the disciples.
The spirit of God should then have
a I don't wish to add anything, I'm here to help you.
Oh, I love it,
anxious to work in a spiritual way, and the only few people that I have met outside the church that I can come and speak to, and who I know is at least approaching the subject in the right way. But in my experience, the vast majority of these so-called spiritual meetups is that I'm certainly not getting in touch with intelligent spiritual beings.
Well, that way, of course, you guys are positive and negative everywhere, don't you?
And sorry, Mary, to hear about your friend.
Oh.
And I should assure you that every gift that you've been given has been given.
Oh,
and I have myself been with him because I do know that he is a genuinely sincere person. He may not be a Catholic, but it does not matter. I'm not so narrow-minded, and I'm not so stupid as to think that the Catholic Church contains all the wisdom and all the goodness and it doesn't exist outside. But I do wish and I do think that this truth should be properly presented under the right sort of conditions in a spiritual manner, not haphazard as it is with all this scene of the knees up of the mother brand. And all this stuff. This is appalling. It is disgusting. I listen to some of these things. But I do say, and I do appreciate that you are trying to do a good job. But I think you should get it into the church.
Well, we have the church fellowship there, because it was started taking it from the last 10 years, didn't
we? The Catholic organization. It's a Catholic organization.
It's a denomination. Only Orthodox denomination.
So many of these religious bodies are so stupid. As I told you about some of these people here, to which the Christ resurrection day to come back to us. As these people have this religious stillness. And you know, they're quite stupid people.
That isn't probably right, and it's something you're talking about. There's a church fellowship, a denomination, Orthodox denomination. Now, if you're a spiritualist, you cannot belong to that church fellowship, yet they have to counterbalance to get their knowledge.
I don't quite understand that because if they're sincere Christians, they should be able to develop, they should develop their own mediums, and certainly they would be preferable to us, these mediums or outside the church. And happy Christmas.
Thank you, Father.
And may the new year bring you and your friend great happiness in the work that you do. And so at least I do know that you are doing a sincere work and that you are not frivolous and trivial like most of these other so-called spiritualistic people. You know there's a vast difference between this spiritual work and this development can find a name for it. And I hope that you will get it into the church where it should be. That's his proper place.
Well, we have tried to follow a bit of land and take that there is perhaps a little against, I don't say the teachings of Christ, a little against the church.
But do I quite freely admit that I do not agree in the world with a lot of the things that I used to accept without even thinking about them deeply? I appreciate there are many things that could be changed in the church for its betterment. I know there are many things which cost concern, and certainly concern me very much when I was on your side. But nevertheless, I still think that the Holy Church, that is the place for this truth. Well, we must be good friends. I can speak to you again, madam. Yes, and hallelujah. And I can be my blessing to your dear brother and tell him that you should do everything in our power for him, and that I'm sure he's going to be well and continue his good work. And I must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Peace and God be with you. Thank you.